Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week the Consumer Electronics Show is taking place in Las Vegas, a showcase of the latest cutting-edge technology, mobile gaming, 3D printers, refrigerators that can tweet. Yes, really. But a few recent articles that caught our eye tell a different story. As it happens, despite all the distraction offered by your tweeting refrigerator, some of the most popular media trends of 2013 are things like purchasing music, watching television, and reading books printed on, what's it called, paper. David Carr of the New York Times wrote up how old school media is hanging on in yesterday's paper. He's with us now. Hi, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, nice to be with you, Brian.
And listeners, we can do a quick little informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific media diet survey here. Let's say if you're in your 20s or 30s, call 212-433-WNYC. And answer the question, how old school is your media diet? Do you still watch TV on a TV set? Do you still read on paper? Do you buy music? If you're in your 20s or your 30s, call and tell us about how old school or not your media diet is. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And David, in that column yesterday, you point out that the big legacy media companies like Viacom and Comcast and News Corp, which is Fox, all performed pretty well last year. Does this mean that legacy media still matters, or simply that these companies are adapting to changing habits and, you know, putting up their own websites?
I think both things are true. There is a tendency on the part of people like me, because we cover media, to always say that the sky is falling and everything's going to change in a big hot minute. And I think what I forget is that inertia plays a tremendous role in media consumption. It's really hard to get people to click one button over on the remote, let alone switch platforms. And the habits that people have developed over, you know, decades of viewing persist. And the other thing that's gone on is if media companies, you know, are houses on fire, they're actually chasing people down the street. They're offering them all kinds of ways to access content on tablets, on phones. Old media has been stalking their new customers pretty effectively.
So you give the example of your own viewing of the AMC series Walking Dead. Want to tell us that story briefly?
Sure. I had dropped out on Walking Dead because I thought the second season was too gory with not enough story. And then I started hearing on Twitter that the third season was really good. And so I went, turned on my TV. There it was on demand. I was going to do some long flights, and so I bought a couple more episodes on iTunes. And by the time they got to their mid-season finale, I was there watching it live in time. Each time the cash register was ringing for AMC, so good for them.
Let's hear from some listeners. Jennifer in Park Slope. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
How old are you? What's your media diet?
29, turning 30 this year, actually. And I actually don't own a television. I only like to listen to the radio and or I'll watch Al Jazeera online. I'll stream it. I don't have a Twitter. I barely log on to Facebook.
And do you watch, Al Jazeera, you know, you're obviously using that for news. Are you watching entertainment TV online?
Not really. It just because who's important anymore? Like, I don't even know who's a celebrity and who's not. So I don't know what's entertainment. Entertainment for me is reading the New York Times on my iPad.
Jennifer, a true news junkie and policy wonk.
Bless you, Jennifer. One thing that I think is interesting, Brian, is so here you have a consumer who's watching Al Jazeera online. Well, Al Jazeera just cut a deal to buy Current, right?
Yeah.
In order to take over their cable position on the dial, they're going to disappear from the online world because of carriage rules.
Really?
And so
that Al Jazeera Online, Al Jazeera English Online, is no longer going to exist?
Yeah, so far that's going to be a violation of what they're trying to do with cable companies because they got to grant exclusive rights to the people they're selling the channel to.
I did not know that. Shay in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What's your media diet?
My media diet, it's kind of old school. It's a pretty good hybrid. I'm a 22-year-old woman, and I read books. I carry them in my bag. I read books. Mm-hmm.
Do you also read e-books? Do you have a tablet?
No, I have a Kindle app on my phone, so I'll read books on my phone, but usually only if I don't have a book with me to read.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious how you listen to this show. Is it on something somebody would have used to call a radio or also on your phone?
Yeah, actually, I have an old school radio, like a radio in my apartment. And when it's quiet, I just play you guys.
Shay, thanks a lot. And so to her point about books, this article that went viral from the Wall Street Journal last week called Don't Burn Your Books, Print is Here to Stay. It was about a Pew Research Center poll that revealed that 89% of readers said they had read at least one printed book in the last 12 months. And by comparison, only 30% reported reading even one e-book. E-book sales, they reported, slowed a little in 2012, and 59% of Americans said they had no interest in getting an e-book. If you buy the stats, what do you think it all means?
I think there's a couple of things going on. If you're looking for a searchable, scannable, highly readable format for books, it's been around for a while. It's called the book. It's a really portable, lovely technology that has proved durable through centuries. The other thing that I think is going on
is its battery doesn't run down, I've noticed.
Yeah, the power issues are manageable from my perspective. And the other thing that's going on, I think, is that let's say you get on an airplane or get on a subway and you're on your e-reader, you're on your iPad, all I can tell about you when I'm looking at you is that you have a couple hundred bucks to buy one of those devices. The conversation that occurs about the sort of intellectual signifying that occurs from the book that you're reading never happens because all books look the same when they're being read on a tablet. And if you want to be a somewhat public intellectual, one of the things that you'll do is you'll walk around with an old school magazine, an old school book, an old school newspaper, and you can have a conversation with complete strangers about what you're reading.
I thought you had to wrap your serious reading inside a pop culture cover so nobody thinks you're a nerd. Zachary in Somerset, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. So my media diet, I'm still a traditionalist when it comes to print media, so I like to read The New York Times, The Economist in paper form.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to entertainment, I don't own a TV. I'm 22, and I basically just use the internet for you know, TV, film, all that type of stuff.
Do you watch TV shows online that you might have watched on TV if you had a TV?
Yeah. Hulu is a great website. Of course, The Daily Show, Colbert, you can watch it for free on their website. So there's so many free platforms to watch those things. And I'm very interested in politics, and it's interesting because I think there's a big conversation going on about how all this big money with these TV ads are becoming increasingly ineffective at getting the message across because my generation are increasingly not watching conventional television. So these political ads are just not working as they used to.
Zachary, thank you. I told you, David, this was a thoroughly unscientific poll. What we're learning is what we knew. Wonks, listen to the Brian Lehrer Show. Stuart in Bloomfield, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm kind of a weird case. First off, I broke the rules. I'm going to turn 45 in this month, and I've gone full circle. I went from digital media, which I embraced from the very beginning in the 80s, but there was always something missing. People who were always record fanatics were saying, there's something about records that are better, and it always depended on the equipment, though. CDs kind of leveled the playing field and made higher fidelity available to the masses. So I've gone completely around, and now I'm actually listening to records again for the last few years. I've been collecting like crazy.
And Stuart, I'm gonna leave it there for time, and also because you broke the rules. Oh, those people in their 40s and their question authority buttons. But David, he mentions music, and I'm not sure if you caught this.
Yeah, the LP sales are climbing.
Yeah, the old vinyl sales are climbing. CDs declining, but digital downloads making up for the decline in CDs. The Post article said that 2012 is a record year for music sales overall. So I don't know if you personally report on this end of the business. But
I consume a tremendous amount of business of music, and I cover the business occasionally. I think part of what happened is Clay Shirky, who's a professor at NYU, said the shareability of music trumped quality issues that your last caller was raising. But this LP stuff, this album stuff, is on the rise. I walked out into the middle of the office with an old school album of the soundtrack from Not Fade Away, which is the new movie from David Chase. People set upon me like feral wolves. The amount of people who collect vinyl, and it's growing, is huge.
And it's a 17% increase last year, according to the Post article, on top of the 36% increase in vinyl sales the year before. One trend we see is that some indie albums are now being released on vinyl and digital, but not CDs. And we're out of time, except for 10 seconds. But do we learn from this that the free music sharing does not actually hurt sales?
What we learned from all of these discussions is that thingness matters. The actual artifact continues to be important to people, even in the digital age.
New York Times media columnist David Carr, thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
And folks, we have so many of you who we couldn't get to on the phones, so we could build this list on our site. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show if you're in your 20s and 30s, and tell us about your media diet.